Blog Talk Radio.
Open up the line for our first caller. Hi, Keisha.
Hello, how's everyone?
Hello, dear.
Good, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
Good, 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 good. Well, thank you for calling. Thank you for calling. I'm looking forward to the topic on tonight. So, yeah, let's go ahead and get it started. And hopefully we'll have some more callers to call in a little bit. Okay, so many parents are advocates for their sons playing football. However, studies are showing that the sport, can have some irreversible physical and mental effects. Is football doing more harm than we know? Are we as parents educated enough about the positive and negative effects? Again, thank you for joining us tonight, Tuesday, April 25th, 2016 at 8 p.m. as we discuss this controversial topic. Again, if you want to call in, it's 657-383-1571.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So, Keisha, you have a boy. We have
two boys.
You do. So, we have two boys. And I personally do not want my sons to play football. Now, I don't want any football fans out there getting mad at me. I'm not talking against the sport. Because, you know, football fans, they be real serious now. They be serious. So I don't want nobody to get mad at me. I'm just speaking from a parent. I personally don't want my boys to play football. Now, my oldest, which will be 11 next month, or our oldest, sorry, which will be 11 next month, he actually wants to play football. And he asks, you know, about playing when he gets older. So I don't know if there is a certain age where maybe I'll, you know, say, okay, well, you can make your own decision. But right now, I just don't believe that he's ready to make that decision. I've seen movies like Concussion. I've read some things, you know, where they talk about how football players, like, they have these permanent effects to their brains and things like that. Not to mention the physical part of it. You know, how to me it's just a very brutal and dangerous sport. Not that other sports are not. I'm not saying any sport can be dangerous. I will say that. However, to me, football is just, I don't know. To me, it's a more dangerous sport. So, I don't know. How do you guys feel? Do you guys feel that football is doing more harm to our children than we know? How do you feel about your boys playing football? I mean, what do you guys think about that?
Well, I believe it's definitely a dangerous sport, and just listening to the topic and just hearing what you were talking about tonight, honey. It is, in fact, one of the most increased risks of kids developing brain injury and developing memory problems if they're playing tackle football before the age of 12. There also have been studies shown and research shown by the University of Medicine in Boston that 42 NFL retired players from the age of 40 to 69 who experienced memory and thinking problems for at least 6 months have had begun playing tackle football before the age of 12 and have had not. So, I mean, you look at it, it's a very contact sport. You know, you have on your PPE, your proper protective gear, however, or equipment, but at the same time, you have to look at the fact that you have kids both running at each other, you know, head first at, you know, anywhere from speeds of miles an hour, you know, head on, and this can be dangerous. Some kids are actually. So yeah, I think it definitely is a strong, intense impact, injury prone sport. And most parents will say, you know, they'll leave it up to their children. And, you know, in the Black community, most parents have two sports that they love their children to play, and it's either basketball or basketball or football. And you know, football, don't get me wrong, I love watching football myself. However, you know, once you become an adult, I mean, you pretty much make your own decision on where you want your path and career of choice to end up, whether it be in a professional sport, in college, or just doing something else outside of a professional occupational specialty. But at the same time, you know, I think it is a very contact sport, and that's just my take on it.
Hey, Doe, how you doing?
All right, how y'all doing?
Doing good. Doing good. So, y'all, this is my brother. Y'all know Doe, right? Well, my brother's on the opposite end. He's on the other side.
I'm going to need you not to say it like that.
My brother's on the other side. So we are rivals in this topic, shall I say. So, Doe, what do you think about our kids playing football? Is football doing more harm to our children than we know?
Well, I'm all for kids playing football. You know, my kids been playing since they were old enough to play. The thing is, and I believe you should get them in it early so they can learn the fundamentals of football. And I wanted to double back on something Kenny was saying. When he was saying they were running at each other, tackling each other head first. If you got a coach that teaches kids to tackle head first, they teach them wrong. Because your ass is supposed to be shoulder first. And you know. But these days, I think the equipment has got a lot better than it was in the past. And so, you know. And now it is a contact sport, and I have had a kid, one of my boys, he done had a concussion, and he done hurt his leg. So, I mean, you know, you have that with everything. But, I look at it like this. I mean, I'm a weightlifter, and I've been lifting weights since I was a teenager, and you also can get killed and hurt in that too. So, I don't think, you know, you should just really just, I mean, if they want to play, if you want them to play, I would let them play, you know, because at the end of the day, they can get hurt doing anything. But if they teach them the right way, if you get a good team and a good coach, like John John had a good coach when he got on the Redskins, and they actually had a team of good coaches that taught them, you know, how to tackle, the right way to tackle, how to, you know, in certain ways, even when you're getting tackled, you fall to try to keep from getting hurt. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do to try to prevent getting hurt. But, mm-hmm. I mean, it's a contact sport. And
You're right.
But my thing is, if you want a child to play football, for those who don't mind their kid playing football, I would get them in there early. Because you don't want your child getting in there in middle school, and then you got a couple of little kids that have been playing since they were five. You know, of course they're going to be more advanced, and they are going to be prone to get hurt at that point. So if you're going to put them in there, put them in there early so they can learn the fundamentals and stuff like that. And you just going to have to know that it's going to be, I mean, it's a chance. That injury is going to come. Like you say, even in football, even in baseball, no matter what they do, cheerleading, soccer, it's a chance for injury in every sport. You know, so, I mean, you just have to look at it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, the reason I mentioned something about head first is because you're not going to always necessarily have a linebacker or a cornerback or a safety that's going to come in and tackle head first. They definitely should tackle with shoulder, right? But you have that running back or that fullback that's coming up the gut, getting ready to try to gain some yards, and the first thing they teach them to do what? Get your head, drop your head lower than your opponent, so that way you can truck him. Things like that happen.
Yeah.
And granted, you know, I'm like that with any sport too, as far as injuries happening. You know, you have people that get injured in soccer. Right now, Tiger Woods, he had 4 back surgeries for playing golf. You know, I mean, you're right. You can get hurt in any sport. So it's just a matter of the risks that are associated with the sport and what parent is actually approving of the risk that come about within the sport that their child chooses or they may possibly choose for their children. So, I mean, I support you. I support you on your decision definitely because the boys definitely were some very good football players. I'm sure they're probably still playing. I haven't seen them play since, you know, their days in Texas, but I'm sure they're probably still good to go.
Yeah, I mean, they is. I mean, like I say, and you just have to know. Now, one thing I can say, football is it's a brutal sport. So you got to be open-minded when you putting your kid in. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna play it down like it ain't. You know, but you know, I think if they want to play, you should let them play. But you just gotta. You have to let them choose, and if they want, because you don't want to hold them back neither, because you may have somebody who just excel in it, you know. But like I said, and then you got to look at these days, the equipment, like, man, shoot, if you would have seen the shoulder pads and the helmets that they have now, you go look at the shoulder pads, the helmets, I mean, they got the rear pads now, you know, like, a lot of the stuff that they got now is more advanced technology-wise than it was back in the day. You know, now back in the day it was crazy. You know, and it showed. I mean, I was watching we watched that movie that I think Will Smith had with the
concussion.
He was the doctor.
Yeah, concussion.
Mm-hmm. Concussion. You know, so it do have a long term. It can have a long-term effect on it, especially those from back then, because they didn't have. But when you look at the equipment now, and like I say, and they really cracking down on a lot of these, even the running backs and stuff that's leading with their head, the leagues are cracking down a lot with that because they really don't supposed to lead with their head. They're supposed to drop their shoulders. But I understand what you're saying, though, Kenny. When they do run, they do tend to drop their head. It just, you know, when you – you just have to, you know, you got to teach kids the right way, man. And you still can drop their shoulder and hit them just as hard as you can with your head because you really don't want to drop the head because you can end up being paralyzed. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
At the end of the day, you just got to do your research and then, you know, let the kids shine.
Absolutely.
Well, that leads me to another question. You said, do your research. So do you guys think that we are parents are educated enough before we put our kids out there, especially in the black community? Because I think, you know, like Kenny, you said earlier, that's pretty much, you know, that's what we see is kind of like we put the emphasis on football and basketball in our community for our kids to play. You know, you hear, we say this when they're looking, ooh, yeah, ooh, that boy's big. You know, he can be 18 months. Ooh, he a nice, chunky little son. He's going to be a football player when he grow up. You know, these are the type of things that we say. So are we educated enough when it comes to the sport? And then do we as a community put too much emphasis or pressure on our children when it comes to playing football?
Sometimes I have seen where they put a lot of, you know, where parents try to live out their dream through their kids sometimes. But I think once they get into the sport, like, if you don't like, I think once they get into the sport, you educate yourself more. Because then you start watching, you know, I even found my wife watching football more once the boys got into football. You know what I'm saying? Because it's now, you know, once you put your kid in the sport, now you actually trying to learn more about the sport. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have a lot of parents that may not even know, but once their kids start playing, like, you're going to be out there looking at stuff. You're going to be paying attention to stuff. So I think it's a growing process for both the kid and the parents. Because once, if you ever, I know how y'all live about y'all, about Jeremiah playing, but if you ever get a chance, and you'll see what I'm talking about, if you ever allow him to get out there, you will find yourself watching football more, learning about the sport. Like, you'll find yourself educating yourself more because you got a kid out there. You see what I'm saying? Like, it'll you'll be more interested in it once you put your kid out there. And, you know, for just in the black community, I mean, you know, that just, I mean, we used to get out there and play without pads on. So, you know, so, I mean, they don't do too much of that no more, but we used to get out there and play all day without pads on. So that's how we really just got into it like that. But I think, you know, I don't know. It just, them the two sports that we excel. Well, really, if you look at it, we excel in just about everything we get in. If you really just right. Look at it like that, it's just, you know, football and basketball is, I guess it's just, I don't know why black people just gravitate more to them two sports, but it's a good question.
Yeah, because we do. Keisha, you got anything to say, Keisha?
Sorry, my bad, girl. I'm multitasking. Well, I probably wouldn't put Kaden in football. I agree that we do put a lot of emphasis on, you know, football and basketball. I think we don't take the time, sometimes, some of us don't take the time to explore other options. I think a lot of people want their kids, you know, to grow up to be football players. I saw a commercial here recently, and it was, I want to say it was LeBron James or somebody. I want to say it was LeBron James, but they did a commercial, and basically the commercial was them showing, like, football players, basketball players. They were like, you know, we have enough football players and basketball players. They were saying, you know, we need, you know, people to explore other options. They were saying, you know, there are this many football players, there are this many basketball players, and they were saying, you know, we need people to look at things aside from just football and basketball. And it was more of a, you know, they wanted them to look at, like, science and technology. But even aside from that, just looking at other sports, you know, swimming, baseball, which I know is, you know, a pretty big sport, just a variety of different sports I think we should try to expose our kids to. but as far as football is concerned, I do agree that it's dangerous. And I think because it is more of a contact sport than other sports, like, yes, you can get hurt playing golf, but you don't have 400-pound men running at you head first when you're playing golf. You might get hit in the head with a ball or a club, but I don't think that's going to be as anywhere near as severe as getting hit by a huge man running at you full speed ahead. So, as far as Kane is concerned, I may let him play football if he get, like, in middle school and he just really, really want to play it. But for right now, I think we good with, you know, baseball. We gonna rock with that.
Word. Now, don't get me wrong, callers and listeners. I don't have nothing against football. I love football. Go New England Patriots. Cool. But there are other sports like hockey. Hockey is a very contact sport, and the first thing they do when they bump into one another and they do a cheap shot, the gloves come off and they throw the fisticuffs right down the middle of the floor. You got blood and teeth and everything on the ice. So, I mean, that's a contact sport too. Boxing. Boxing is a contact sport, but nowadays not many people are watching boxing. They're more or less watching MMA, which is the mixed martial arts realm now. They're following that more. And you can get concussions there. You have people that are, like, literally out, you know, where their body seizes up like the fainting goat and they snoring, you know, when they get knocked out. I mean, that's a dangerous thing, too. However, again, it's basically based on the risk associated with the sport and what the parents are willing to deal with when it comes to the risk associated with the sport. Because, like, not many parents will like their kids to box. However, I teach my children how to box, you know, because, you know, you just never know. One day you might have to throw them things at somebody. But you just might have to do it, you know. But some people don't like boxing. I love boxing. Some people don't like football. I love football. But, you know, I think at the age of where kids are at now as far as, you know, first, second, third, you know, fifth grade, sixth grade, fourth grade, you name it. I think that's young. But as the kids get older, I mean, who knows? I mean, I may or may not. I might just decide. It's just basically just the risk associated with it, because sometimes moms are just like, no, not my baby. And, you know, me, I'm just like, all right, if they really want to play. And like I tell Jeremiah, I say, if you're going to play a sport that you decide to pick, you're going to commit to it, and you're going to stay to it until the season over with. So you get out there and you get that one hit and knock the win out you. Ain't no quitting. You're gonna commit until the season over with. Now, when the next season start and you decide, no, I don't want to play this season or I'm done playing, then so be it. So that's how I see it. You know, my wife and I, we kind of agree on the things as far as the kids being young. But my question to the callers are on tonight is, what do you think the mature ripe age is for a child to play a contact sport like football or hockey? Well, we'll just stick with football. What do you think the most ripe age to where a kid can play it and injuries are less, injuries are reduced and somewhat mitigated, which means they're reduced to the point of where there are going to be still risks that are going to be present, but they're actually reduced instead of them being a big, gigantic pile of risk to a small risk?
Well, I think when they're ready, to me, the earlier the better, because you want to learn you want to let your kids learn the fundamentals before they go into, if you put them in middle school and they ain't really familiar with it, I mean, they'd be more injury prone if they get in at a later age. Now, you got some that just freakish athlete and can catch on quick like that. But, I mean, that's a percentage. That's a small percentage. So I think, you know, in any contact sport, well, any sport period, I mean, you should, I mean, you know, the earlier the better. Like, if they can play at 5 or 6, or at least put them in flag football at 5 and get them used to, you know, get them used to it. And then, you know, let them grow, you know, as they grow, let them grow with the sport. Because you don't want to put them in and you got some kid that been playing since he was 5. I mean, we done seen some little boy that was just, they get out there and hit, man. I mean, then we didn't have some little boys that were just some monsters. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I think you should put them in, you know, and when they ready, and you know, to me, the earlier the better. Now I'm gonna just throw this out there. I got some statistics for y'all. athlete.
What? All right, no.
Among athletes ages 5 to 14, 28% of the injuries are in football players, 25% of baseball players, and 22% of soccer players. So that shows you right there that it ain't that much a difference. Even though the sport is brutal, I mean, it ain't that much of a difference between the sports. I mean, it ain't number 3% difference from football and baseball. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, like I say, you just want to keep that in mind. You just don't want to look at football and say, oh, it's just too brutal. I don't want my kid to play football because did that in the third. You know, it just you have to look at the whole picture. And that's what I was trying to say. Like, if you get them in there early and get them with the fundamentals, I think, you know, and some kids ain't made for football. We done seen some kids that just wasn't ready, just couldn't, you know, his mama wanted him to be out there and it just wasn't for him. And that, you know, and that come with it too. But, I mean, just try to keep an open mind and not just completely shut it out. Because if you really just break down the number, it ain't that much of a difference in any sport.
I feel you. I understand what you're saying about the earlier the better. However, I also look at that from another angle. I'm like, well, because it is such a brutal sport, I don't know, do they need to be more mature? You know, so, I mean, I don't know. It's just, I just have so many.
Kids going to be kids. I mean, I think, you know, with the right coaches, they'll help them mature. You see what I'm saying? It's like karate, for instance. The first thing they teach kids in karate is how to control their behavior. You see what I'm saying? So it's like the same thing with football. Like, man, we got coaches. Like I said, Johnson, the best coaches I done seen was when he was on the Redskins. And, man, you know, it was some crazy little boys out there. But at the same time, by the end of the season, they helped some of them kids mature into, you know what I'm saying? Like, they helped them mature. They taught them things. They held them accountable for things. I mean, if they did something, they had them running hills. I mean, so it ain't, I think, you know, it depends on the coaches. Because they actually, you know, putting them in stuff, like putting them in organized sports and organized activities actually will help the child mature.
Okay.
You're right. It does.
Okay.
It does, because kids, a lot of parents don't realize it, but kids do love structure.
Okay, so I'm going to say this. So they have studies now, new studies showing that actually even in players, you know, like ages 8 to 13, who have no concussion symptoms or whatever, they still have signs of TBI, traumatic brain injury, when playing football. So they are starting to do, for whatever reason, I'm not sure, I don't know, maybe it was because of the amount of injuries or whatever that have been going on, but they're starting to do more studies. And so, you know, these are some of the things that they're saying now. And we know back when we were growing up, you know, like you were saying, though, you didn't have no pads. You rode a bike without a helmet. You know, that's the kind of stuff we did. We didn't have helmets and knee pads and elbow pads and, you know, the way these kids be riding now like they're on a motorcycle. We didn't have that then when we were growing up. You know, you just got on the bike. You know, that's what you did. But they're starting to, for whatever reason, you know, focus on this more, and they're showing that there is, even if the child doesn't have a concussion, that there are signs of changes in the brain from playing football. And, of course, those who have had more, you know, head impact or whatever, that, you know, that there have been more changes. And so they're even looking at the adults now. You know, they look at the adult football players. You know, some of them, when they dive, you know, like the – I can't remember the disease that they talked about in concussion, but, you know, you can't be diagnosed with it until after you die. But they're saying that these effects can, you know, show up years later, after you've had neurons and things like that damaged in the head, and, you know, we don't know. Like, we don't know that our kids are walking around with these issues because they don't have any signs or symptoms. And then when they become adults, you know, 30, 40 years old, and then things are showing up. So, I mean, how do you guys feel about, you know, do you think that's still something we should be concerned about or not?
Well, I mean, if as long as the parents are getting their children their checkups like it's supposed to be, I think it's okay again for kids to play sports. However, my wife and I just are not ready for our son to play football just yet. But with anything in his life, you know, you have parents that have kids, and you know that children are born, and then as parents, and all y'all can attest to this because we're all parents that are on the line. I mean, we sit, you know, make sure that we're protecting our kids all the time, because you know sometimes parents are with their kids a few minutes, sometimes they're with them for a few hours, sometimes they're with them for 30, 40 years before something pops up, and then and their children are gone forever. And, you know, and then the parents are burying the kids before and it's not the other way around. So, I mean, we always are, in this life, we're always going to be associated with all kinds of risk, turmoil, ups, downs. It's just a matter of us staying prayed up, definitely, and trusting God to protect and keep us from all hurt, harm, and danger. Anyone else?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you on that, man. I mean, you know, like I say, it's, you know, you can't really, how can I put it? Can't really police the situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just, like I said, I look at it back. You know, I've been lifting weights since I was a kid. You know what I'm saying? And that's another sport that it put wear and tear on your body, and you don't realize it until, like, sometimes now it'd be hard for me to move around. That's what I like to do, and I'm gonna do it. But I mean, you don't really. I mean, you basically putting iron on your body. So I think that just one of them things where you just have to just pray about it and keep moving, man. Just, you know, just like I said, just teach your kids the right way to do everything and just pray and hope that they can make it out without, you know, because unfortunately, it's a, you know, it happens, but at the same time, it don't happen to everybody. So, I mean, I think you just have to Just teach them the right way, and just hope, and just hope it don't happen to them.
Yeah, you're right. I definitely enjoyed this topic on tonight. You know, because you know, parents do have their differences as far as an opinion when it comes to their children playing sports or playing any contact sport. But we can't shut our kids from everything when it comes to sports, because some kids are willing to they're willing to get out there and they like that adrenaline rush they get when they're out there on the field or on the basketball court or on the baseball field. That's just what they do. But me, you know, right now, I'm with my wife. But as Jeremiah gets older, he's probably still gonna ask, cause you know, when you have a love for sports and when you just have a love for a sport or a passion for any sport, you really don't stop playing it, you know, until you actually get to play it professionally, or you know, chances are you get injured, and that's really when most people stop playing something that they really enjoy. I know people that and you know, got torn meniscus and messed up their their foot, you know, the whole nine, and but they still get out there, they wrap that thing up, wrap that knee up, and they still play that sport.
And I think, I guess the difference between, like, football and the other sports. Okay, so we know that even with football, you have physical. You know, you'll have physical injuries. You know, your knee, your back, whatever. What I think one of the main differences is that with football, it's the increased chance of the brain injury. You know, and baseball, you know, yeah, you have injuries and stuff like that, but, you know, that's most likely going to be physical unless you get hit in the head with a baseball, which that does happen. You know, I think a few years back you had I remember a little boy, he was out there playing and he got hit in the head and he died. You know, so that type of thing. But they are focusing more now on the brain injuries that come along with playing football, and so that is very, you know, very, very scary to me. Just as a mother, that's just 'cause that's me. And something else I wanted to bring out when discussing this topic is also, you know, we have a lot of kids that, young children, you know, teenagers, whatever, they die during football practice. You know, they'll be out there and all of a sudden, you know, they pass out and they die. Well, they are finding a common denominator. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? When y'all heard about these stories where these kids, they be out there and they just die, you know, they'll fall out, you know, say they're not feeling well and, you know, or what, pass out, right? Okay.
Right.
Well, they're finding a common denominator. And the common denominator is a lot of these kids have the sickle cell trait. And although, you know, you're told if you have the sickle cell trait, then you don't have, you know, you're not going to have any issues or whatever because it's just a trait. Well, they're finding that that's not necessarily true. And so, you know, they're stressing if your child has the sickle cell trait, you know, to make sure that they're staying hydrated and things like that when they're on the field, because many of these kids have the sickle cell trait. So I also wanted to mention that because if, okay, cool. You know, if we have any listeners or whatever and their kid has the trait, then and their child is in football or any other type of sport, we just really hear about it a lot in football. I don't know why, you know, but, you know, to make sure that that's something they, you know, make sure their kids are staying hydrated, maybe even talk to the doctors about or whatever, because that is something that they are finding.
Okay. Honey, we got a new caller on the air.
Okay.
On the air, in again, 0135. You on the air?
What's going on, everybody? It's Keto.
What up, bro?
Hey, Keto.
Oh, nothing much, man. Living the dream.
Glad to have you on the show, man.
Glad to be here. The wife is here.
Pretty much the topic
we're
talking about, football and you know, how parents are feeling about, you know, allowing their children to play this very extremely brutal and contact sport. Although, you know, football football has taken over the it's America's pastime. A lot of people used to say it was baseball, but look, you know, men, we're lost when we ain't got football season. I'm just gonna be straight up with you. We just wander aimlessly around, like, man, what am I gonna do, man? My team ain't playing. But as soon as football season starts, you know, we locked in on those games on Saturday night, Friday night when it's high school football, or we locked in on them on Sunday or Monday night football. That we just locked in on them, you know, Friday to Monday, we locked in on football.
That's very true. You know, I'm an avid football fan. I've played football for years, you know, up until pretty much my body told me that I don't need to play no more. As far as the first time I hit somebody playing football, I may have been 5-6 years old, and I played well into my 30s. And I've had more. I don't think I've ever. I'm pretty sure, just knowing the symptoms of a concussion, I don't think I've ever had one. Not from playing football. The one concussion that I know I had, I slipped and fell in my driveway on some ice in Alaska. But as far as, you know, the kids, if my kid says, hey, I want to play football, I'm all for it. Because there's just as much of a chance, you know, that God forbid, you know, my kid gets hit by a bus crossing the street than there is he gets a concussion and something happens and he passes away. You know, so I think the structure that playing organized football brings, you know, I think it helps develop some of these wild boys into decent young men. So, yeah, as far as my kid playing, I had no objections. Like, y'all know, I mean, Gary played a lot. He played a lot, and I was at a lot of his games screaming and yelling, "Go, Gary." So,
No, I was just going to say, so you said, pretty much you're saying the same thing my brother said, even about, you know, the kids being helped by playing organized, sports, so you guys say the benefits are it helps to mature them and you know, helps to kind of tame their behavior and things like that. So my brother feels like the younger, the better. Would you agree with that, Keto? You know, the younger they start, the better off they'll be?
I definitely do. And the reason why I say that is when you're 5 years old, you know what I mean, you're not, you don't have the ability to move fast to hurt anybody seriously. You don't. But that's also where you lay the foundation of this is how you tackle somebody. You know, you look at who you're going to tackle. You run, you put your face mask in their chest and you run through them. You know, that's like football 101. But then you get these kids in high school and they don't understand that. Those are, and when you're that age, you're big enough to seriously hurt somebody. And next thing you know, some kid has a broken neck because he wasn't taught how to tackle somebody properly as a 5-year-old. So, yeah, I believe the younger, the better.
Okay. Yes, okay. Well, yeah, you're my brother saying about the same thing.
Hi, Claudia.
Yeah,
he was somebody. Hi. This is Kim.
Hey, Kim. I was like, who's that? How you doing?
I'm all right. I want to say something about football.
Go ahead. Mariah said, hey, Kim. It's us and Kim.
Hey,
baby.
Well, first of all, I didn't do sports at all, first of all. One of the main reasons why we chose to let our children play football, and the reason why they play football, is because they chose football. And we always support them in whatever they want to do, if they can do it, and if we can provide the way for them to do it. And I just feel like with so much going on and with life being so short that I'm going to do whatever I can to make my child happy. And if them playing football will make them happy, then that's perfectly fine with me. However, not only does the coach need to teach them proper things at practice and at the games, but as parents, we have to do that as well. Because I've been to plenty of practices and games where some kids just don't listen. They're all over the place, but it starts at home. And it does teach them structure because, you know, Jonathan, he kind of gets off track sometimes, and there's been times where he might have got in trouble at school or didn't do his work or something. And we as parents feel like we're doing everything we can do to discipline them and get them in order. And sometimes they just used to us fussing, so they just don't listen. But when they go to the practice, and if they got a good coach, that coach going to get on their butt, and their coach going to make them work that off and teach them harder than we could ever teach them. You know, putting them on punishment, taking something from them, and giving them a spanking and whooping them, you know, after a while they're going to do so much. But if that coach get them out on that field and make them do push-ups and run and this, that, and the other, and they ain't got no choice, and mom and daddy can't save them, that's going to break them quicker than anything. So that does teach them, you know, proper order, discipline. If you got the right coach, yes, ma'am, you know, no, sir, you know, teach them proper behavior if you got a good coach. And I can definitely say if you go to practice and you don't see where your child is learning anything or if the coach is not teaching them properly, then that they shouldn't be on that team. So, you know, I think we need to educate ourselves as parents, but also, you know, educate our children. And you need to look out for the signs as well. If you on a team and you see that the coach is teaching them incorrectly and you see them doing things that can, you know, they could possibly hurt themselves, then they should not be on that team. And I would say, too, just from, you know, being on the football field and being a cheering mom, I can say, and I don't know the statistics because, again, I'm not into sports, but I'm going off of what I have seen. Most of the injuries on the football field come from kids not properly being trained or they get hurt from doing something they should not have done. Just not typical in sports that they just going and getting hurt every time they play the game. 9 times out of 10, if they get hurt, they get hurt because they did something incorrectly or someone did something incorrectly to them. So that's all I want to say.
Got it.
Okay. I wholeheartedly agree. When I was in high school, you know, our coach, he would run the whole team. You'd have 80-something dudes out there running until people was out there throwing up if somebody had – E or the or F, you know. Back home we have E's. We have somebody had to E, everybody ran, and that's how accountability. You have to make sure your teammate is doing what he needs to do in class, because if he don't, you're going to pay too. You know, so there are lessons to be learned.
Mhm. Got it. Got it. I never thought about it that way either, Kim. Like, you know, the kids not getting hurt every day, you know, every practice or anything like that. It's just, but I get it. I get it. Okay, well, yeah, this has been a really good question.
One more thing.
Go ahead.
Also, too, like if your child know the proper procedures or know, you know, most of the time they on the football field, they know the game and they know what to look out for. They see somebody running at them head first or doing something that shouldn't be done as a mother, as a parent, I probably tell my child, you see somebody coming at you head first and you know what injury can happen, you might want to move out the way. Like, just because you're in football and you in the game don't mean you have to sit there and get hurt. Because, you know, number one thing is you need to protect yourself first. And I want to say, too, the one time that my son did get a concussion is because he did something improper that he should not have done. And thank God he's still here, but this also teaches him not to ever do that again because he paid for his own mistake.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know. Oh, I was going to say, too, one more thing, sir. if y'all do decide to let Jeremiah, how can I put this? I don't want to say that he can play because of his age, but I would say that if you do sometime decide to let him play before you just put him on the team because of his age and he's never had the experience, that you might want to get out there with him first and teach him the fundamentals and show him how it feels to get hit or tackled. And you also maybe want to get some camp or some cousins or someone who can teach him, because when they get a certain age and they ain't never experienced it before, it can knock the breath out of them and it can scare them. But it's nothing wrong with doing contact, you know, yourself to show them what it would be like and to get them prepared and ready. Because, again, my children play in middle school, and just like them, some other people been playing since 5, and you can't put somebody on the team that just started at 13 and think because they're 13 and big that they're going to be all right. Because by the time the middle school child hit them, it's going to be like a grown man hit them. So at least, you know, for anybody who on the phone who don't want their child to play at 5, 8, 10, and they might want them to do it when they in middle school or high school and they feel comfortable, at least get them in a camp of something prior to putting them on a team. Because it is still a serious game, and you have to still teach, you know, serious, and you can't just put them out there being mediocre or not really knowing what they're doing, because that's when they can really be.
Big word alert.
He has played with his friends, even though we tell him not to, he still has done it. So he has been out there playing tackle and stuff with the little kids in the neighborhood and the teenagers and stuff around, you know, in the neighborhood. So
gonna keep letting him play.
Who's talking about?
I said we're gonna keep letting him play because you can't stop them.
Yeah,
they're gonna do what they want to do when they ain't right
anyway.
They
do it anyway. And then he'll come home and be like, yeah, we were playing football.
So my question to y'all are, if he wants to play that bad to where he's sneaking to play, why not let him play? Is it really that bad? Or are you really, I mean, I don't want to say it like that, but sometimes we just, this kind of reminds me, okay, I work at the hospital and the clinic, and the first thing they see is, when you have the symptoms, don't go to Dr. Google, because you might take your symptoms and think you got this, and you don't make your situation 10 times worse, and that's not even your diet.
That's me all day. That's me.
If he want to play that bad, and the chances of him getting hurt is not that high, why would he want to stop him from doing something? It'll be different if he was a parent forcing him to do something he didn't want to do. But he wants to do it. It's kind of like, you know, if you keep researching and you look for trouble, you're going to find it. But at the end of the day, if we Christians and we prayer warriors and, you know, we doing all this, you know, not saying y'all, I'm just saying in general.
Hey, Miss.
Why can't we still allow our children to play what they want to do or what we want them to do is still be a covering over them?
You want me to answer? My answer is, I'm a researcher, and I think that sometimes we don't do enough research. That's just me, especially in our community. I just think we don't. And so, you know, you have the – you know, you're gonna have the anything can happen. You know, just like Keto was saying, your child can get hit by a bus. I mean, your child can just fall dead standing there, you know, come find out they got an undiagnosed heart condition or something. So that kind of stuff can happen. But I just think that sometimes we don't have ourselves educated enough, whether we allow them to do it or not. But just as for me, it's just me. To me, it is a very brutal sport. And, you know, I'll tell him, don't be out there playing no tackle or whatever. He'll come on, yeah, we playing football or whatever. You know, play flag or whatever. But to me, it's just a very, very brutal sport. And because I know him, sometimes I just don't know if he's ready for that because I know him. So that's my thing. But, you know, me, I'm just – I'm a researcher, and that's just what I do. And it's nothing about not praying, because you do pray, but you know, even the Bible tells you to study you know,
I've been
to
trying
study to show
say
you
something for
truth.
The past couple minutes.
Hello, <Hey, Mish. laughs> hey. But it doesn't mean that he won't ever be able to play. Go ahead, Mish.
I wanted to go back to the person who was saying, I want to say it might have been your sister-in-law, Keisha. She was saying,
Kim.
You know,
yeah, Keisha.
You should, you know, let them, you know, go out there and experience with cousins and things like that. I agree with that, but also there's sometimes when cousins aren't around. I started my son out at 5. You know, he had a good coach that taught him the fundamentals, which then became building blocks on different things. So sometimes you just have to put your kid out there. If they want to play, they're going to play. You know what I mean? They're always going to play. So, I mean, I know you know your kid, but if he really wants to play, I say let him try it. You know, you'll never know what he can turn into until you let him try it.
I totally agree. Oh, and your brother said he might be more rooted than y'all think.
He might be what?
He may be more rooted.
No, I said that. Kenny didn't say that. Kenny never said he didn't think he was ready.
And it's always the moms. I'm not going to lie. I'm just a different type of mom. I was a tomboy, so I was like, shoot, Gary, you want to play football? Let's get it. You know what I mean? It's always the moms. I'm not going to lie. It's always the moms that be like, oh, my baby, let the boy go out there and play. You know, let Pastor Kenny, you know, handle that aspect. You know, there's times you're going to be holding your breath like, oh, my goodness. But you never know. Like, Gary, he was good a hitter. Like, he makes the crowd go, ooh, like, yeah. So you never know what he's going to turn into. So that's all I have to say about that.
And Quadrant, get off of Google.
Also, like you said, that he goes
Girl,
out and
I
plays with his friends,
Google,
even though you tell him not to. You know, you say he goes out there and he plays football
yeah,
with his friends. You know, when you tell him not to, you know, and that's how it starts. You know what I mean? Like Pastor Kenny can attest to this. You know, when you play alternate football for PT, you know, it starts off as two-hand touch until the first person gets knocked off their feet. The next thing you know, it's tackle, and somebody's at sick call the next day with a broken arm. It happens every time. But, you know, if he's going to play, would you want him to play out there? And would you want him to play with his friends out in the street with no adult supervision or with a coach who could teach them, who could teach all of the kids proper technique and teach them how to actually do what he's trying to do correctly so he won't get hurt?
Right, definitely with a coach. Definitely.
Yeah, and so if, I mean, last time I saw Jeremiah, he was kind of thick. You know, he has broad shoulders to be little as he was. You know, the boy's not small. I think he'll be okay.
No, he's not small. And like I said, my main thing is the head thing. That's and you know, and that's my main thing. But it happens. It does. I know it can happen to anything, and we can say all day, well, don't worry about it, you know. But it happens. And then you put them out there, there's a chance it's going to happen, you know, like anything else. But it's still a chance it's going to happen. And so he's not small. I've had guy come up to me, oh, man, he's big. Do you have him in football? You know, it's just like, okay,
well,
you know, just because he's big, doesn't mean he has
okay.
to be in football.
How often is Jeremiah in a car?
Every day. Yeah, I know what you're saying, you know. It can happen.
He can get a concussion from a car accident. You know,
but he's football advocates are on it tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, like, I think, I mean, it's, you know, like, honestly, I think playing football, you know, all the way up through high school, you know, kind of influenced me on how I am today. You know, so, like, it taught me teamwork. You know, everything's not always about you. You got a team. You know, especially, you know, when I was one of the biggest kids, but I was also fast, and they had me playing on the line. I wanted to play running back. I wanted to be Barry Sanders, but I'm playing on the line. And, you know, I had a coach tell me, like, yeah, you're big enough that you can block these dudes. You know, so we need you on the line to help the other guys run. And we wound up winning the little championship on the north side of Pittsburgh. Because I was like, you know what, I'll play wherever. I just want to play. It taught me it was about the team, not just about me. There's so many aspects of playing organized sports that go unnoticed that are in direct correlation to who these men will be as adults. Well, who these boys will be as adult men.
So you feel like they can get the same benefits from any sport or just football?
Any sport.
I think any sport, but mainly the reason why I think football more so than baseball or basketball is because football, you in the trenches, is messy, is dirty, is nasty. You in the trenches is you, is somebody else, and it's almost like I don't even know how to describe it with words, but you know, like it's like, okay, I'm in it. It's me and these 10 other guys, and we out here together. We're in the trenches. We got to get it. You know, it's a camaraderie. It's a camaraderie that he'll have that's unlike any other thing I've ever experienced in life, except for being in the military. Like my high school football teammates, I still talk to this day. You know, some of my Pee Wee football teammates, I still talk to. You know, there was a dude that I used to play Pee Wee football against. And man, we used to kill this dude every time we played against him. He was a big boy, but we purposely, you know, we used to try to kill this dude because he was big, he was fast, and we knew he was good. We literally had to do everything we could to stop this dude. Well, you know, he kind of grew up and went to the NFL. His name was LeVar Arrington, and I ran into him back home one day. I think I was still in the Marine Corps. And he remembered who I was. We sat there, we chopped it up for an hour talking about, like, how we used to play when we were kids and everything. And, you know, and he's talking about, you know, playing against us is what got him to the NFL. You know, just stuff like that. I say let him play. That's just me, though.
So does anybody else feel like it's different with football than any other organized sport?
Can I say something?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello.
Yes, you. We hear you.
I would say yes, and I would also say that number one, we didn't force our kids to play football. Two, they wanted to, but we did try other sports, and it just did not work for them. Like they did baseball and t-ball or whatever. It just wasn't enough. I guess it's really based off of your child. You kind of know what your child is capable of doing and what they are not capable of doing if you want them to be successful in whatever sport they play. And for my children, softball, Jonathan even tried karate. It just wasn't enough for him. He more of a contact person. So, you know, football worked out. Plus, for his discipline, myself, I didn't see where the baseball coach was as disciplined as a football coach. Teaching the kids, you know, balance, right, rule, structure. Baseball coaches, they didn't do that. But the football coaches did. And wherever me and my husband could fill in, the coach did that. If I couldn't come to the school or do something, you best believe that his coach find out he would come to school and sit in the classroom.
Oh, yeah,
so
y'all just had a good coach.
Yeah, but you don't know if he's out there or not because you ain't let him play.
But he's played other things, ma'am. So it doesn't mean, you know, wait, let's speak. He plays other sports, and Jeremiah is very well-rounded in sports. And that's the thing. Because I asked, the question was, do y'all think it's a difference? And you said you have to know your kid. And so with Jeremiah, he's well-rounded in sports. It's like martial arts. They're very disciplined in martial arts. But he didn't like that. he didn't like martial arts, but they're very, you know, they're disciplined. They're disciplined in martial arts. There are a lot of, you hear a lot of parents, they give, you know, compliments about that, how their martial arts help change their kids' behavior, change their focus in school. You know, you hear those stories because the martial arts, if you get a good, you know, whatever they call them, dojo, whatever they call them, then, you know, they're... then they're they're involved, and that's how they teach them, and so that's what you hear about martial arts. But as far as Jeremiah, it's not just that's his sport. You know, not saying that he won't be good in it, but he's good in other things because he's well rounded in sports, and that is something that I know about him that I've always known about him.
So it's. Everybody pretty much saying the same thing in a different way. Like I said in the beginning, it's really based on what the child actually wants to play, and then the parents give the child an opportunity to play the sport. And once that's done, then, you know, if the child likes it, the child's going to keep doing it. If the child don't like it, the child ain't going to keep doing it. That's it.
Yeah, it's just giving them the opportunity. So I understand what everybody's saying about giving them the opportunity to see. I understand that part. However, I am saying as for him, it's not, you know, for some people that's just their thing. Football is just their thing. But Jeremiah excels in other sports. It's not just, you know, we've seen him throw a football. Doe used to throw a football with him when he was little. So we've seen him do that. It's not that he, you know, doesn't have football. Kenny throws a football with him. It's not that he's never had any kind of anything with football, you know, but he's well rounded in sports.
The reason why I'm saying that is, I think the reason why, like, everybody's saying let him play is because when you're a football parent or you know the sport, you know what to look out for. Based off of the scriptures and everything you've given us, he got potential. I'm not saying because I can hear and know the potential that he got with some kids that want to play just as well. So why link him to that when he got that potential? That's all I was saying.
No, I definitely think he has potential. Like I said, I didn't think he was – you know, I have my own opinion about him being ready, but that doesn't mean he's not ready. That's just my opinion. That's just what I think. But it doesn't mean he's not. But I definitely know he has the potential. That I know he does. So it's never been that. Jared, you know, I don't know if I would put him out there just because he's a different kid, you know. But I don't know. He's only four. Well, you know. Even with him being four, I know a lot of y'all started at five. You know, he'll be five. I can't say that I will put him out there or encourage him, you know, if he wanted to or whatever, if I get, you know, that with Jeremiah or whatever. But Jeremiah, I know for a fact he has. So that's, you know, that's never been the issue.
All right. Fair enough. I think this was a very good topic. I definitely appreciate everybody for their feedback and input. And granted, yeah, we did talk about football, and we kind of mentioned a few other sports. I like the drive of the football parents. They like, let them play. I like that. That's good because you know you found something that your kids excelled in and they were good at and in essence, you enjoy watching your child be out there and be successful at what they were doing and actually have a good time doing it. One thing I have seen, though, with parents is there are some parents that have forced their children to play something their children eventually got good at because y'all know with practice, you know, it does make you better at things. But then that kid say, well, you know, my mom and dad really forced me to do this for years, and I really didn't want to do it, but it made them happy, so I did it. I mean, I seen NFL players that really didn't want to play football, but then they got older and kept playing and playing and playing, and then before you know it, you know, mom and dad got ill, or mom and dad passed away, and then they said, you know, I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to do this for mom. I'm going to do this for dad. But it really all just boils down to what your child wants to do. You know, some you might just have that chess player. You might just have that band member. You know what I'm saying?
No.
One band, one sound. You know, you just might have that drumline player. You know, it all depends on what your child wants to do. And if they don't want to do it, they ain't going to want to do it. And sometimes parents be spending, you know, hundreds upon thousands of dollars and trying to get a kid to basically vicariously live out their dream through their children. And they don't want to do it, but this sport, football, I love football. I do. I always have. I always will. Go Patriots. Cool. And that's it.
I know he's going to throw them Patriots out there.
You know it.
Well, see, this was a good conversation.
Yeah.
It was a good conversation.
It was good to have both sides.
Well, I said he said Patriots.
What'd you say, kiddo?
I said until he said Patriots.
Oh, he said Tom Brady was the greatest quarterback. That's what he said.
And that's definitely not what he said.
All right. Well, thank you guys for calling, and thank you everybody for the input on tonight.
Absolutely. Hey, no hard feelings, y'all. It's okay to agree. It's okay to agree, and it's
definitely
okay to disagree. We love y'all.
Yeah, have a good night.
So don't get on here showing video by parents that this against football on Facebook. No, I'm playing. But, hey, y'all have a good remainder of the week. We love y'all. And we're looking forward to hearing from y'all Friday and possibly well, I'll tell you what. We're looking forward to hearing y'all on Friday. I'll just leave it at that. God bless y'all, and y'all have a great remainder of the week.